Hey trendsetters, for today's product review, I tried the Hello Charcoal toothpaste with fresh mint and coconut oil. Will this black toothpaste whiten your smile or leave you with a frown? Should you love it or leave it? Before I answer that, a quick reminder to please send me your product suggestions on Instagram. DM me at Mara S. Compo, at Mara S. Compo. Let me know what you want to try. I will try it for you. I will let you know if it's worth the money. And a reminder that we are doing two giveaways a week, a giveaway with every single product review. If I love the product, that will be the giveaway item. If I don't love the product, I have something else great for you. Either way, I got a gift for you. Here's how you enter to win. Please leave a 5-star review for this podcast on Apple Reviews, and in the body of the review, leave your Instagram name so that we know how to reach you when you win. You only have to enter one time. You will be eligible for every giveaway, 2 every week. So please enter to win. Okay, so now onto the product. This is the Hello Activated Charcoal Toothpaste with fresh mint and coconut oil. And it says on the tube, it provides epic whitening with fluoride-free toothpaste. All right, so it seems a little counterintuitive because charcoal is black, right? But I looked it up, and according to Healthline, quote, it's believed that charcoal can remove pigments and stains from your teeth because it's highly absorbent. It's said to also get rid of bacteria and toxins in the mouth. There are toothpastes that contain activated charcoal and claim to whiten teeth. So I'm open-minded about this. Quick background on my teeth. So you know how there's that thing that all of us have that we were insecure about when we were younger and you never quite recover from that? So for me, that was always my teeth. I was always insecure about my teeth because I don't have naturally great teeth. You know, my two front teeth were bigger than the others, kind of like bunny rabbit teeth. There was a big space in between. It didn't help that my sister had perfect, straight, white teeth. She could do a toothpaste commercial. Then I got braces in middle school, and clear braces seemed like a good idea, but they actually took on the color of whatever I ate, so they just were a terrible idea. And braces can be very painful, but they did straighten my teeth out. And then when I got a little older and I got some coin, I did teeth whitening, so I do that every few years, like with the lasers. So I say that to say, white teeth, it's important to me because clearly I'm trying to resolve a childhood trauma, but you know, for better or for worse, that's my thing. So the bar for this toothpaste is very, very high. This isn't like just any product for me because, you know, they're entering into my sensitive zone. So the packaging for this is very untoothpaste-like, but still very cute. So it's black, which most toothpaste packaging is white because you want to think of white teeth. This is black. The lettering is white. The box that it comes in is a cardboard box. It's, you know, the natural cardboard color and with some black in there. And it says that it's free from artificial dyes and sweeteners, vegan, cruelty-free. And it says the tubes are BPA-free with no phthalates and made in the USA. And it says, quote, black paste works brilliantly. That's what it says on the box. So the product itself, you open it up, you squeeze it out. It is black, okay? This is black toothpaste. Taste is fine. It's not quite as spicy minty as most toothpaste, but it does have that kind of natural, like Tom's, that kind of natural vibe to it. Here's what was troubling to me when I was using it. So you put it on the toothbrush. You can buy the Hello toothbrush with it. It's also black. When you're brushing your teeth, it's like somebody gave you a piece of ink chewing gum. Okay. So when I was looking in the mirror as I was brushing my teeth, I was horrified. Now, I have an open mind when I try any of these products. So I'm like, please prove me wrong. Please be counterintuitive. I'm brushing with this and my whole mouth looks like it's full of ink. It's all black. Okay. So I finish brushing my teeth, rinse, spit, all that, look in the mirror. My teeth were noticeably darker. Okay. They still had like a bluish cast. So maybe some things are not actually counterintuitive at all. Like maybe sometimes your intuition is like, I told you so. Okay. Black toothpaste left my teeth looking black. It's exactly what I expected it to do. I then had to brush with regular toothpaste 3 times until my spit was no longer black. I kept brushing until I felt like I had gotten it all out. It took me 3 brushings to get rid of that undertone. So I think you know the answer to this. Love it or leave it. Actually, you don't know the answer. I don't love it, and I won't say leave it. I hated it, okay? I've hated this more than I've hated any other product I've tried yet. I'm not making any claims about whether or not it works to whiten your teeth over time. I don't know. Maybe it does. Okay, and frankly, I don't really care if it works in the long run. I don't care if I'm going to have whiter teeth in 6 months, if every day for the next 6 months, I'm going to look like I just finished chewing some ink gum. Again, this is just my opinion, but because this is a definite leave it for me, I have a different giveaway item for you. What I have for you is great though. It's a CBD bath bar. It is the Buena Botanicals CBD bath bar, handmade and infused with shea butter, cocoa butter, and coconut oil, and 28 milligrams of full spectrum CBD and a lovely pomegranate currant scent. So please still enter for the giveaway. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leave your Instagram name in the body of the review and send me product suggestions. Even if I hate it, I would rather try it and hate it and save you the money. So please send me ideas. DM me on Instagram at Mara S. Campo. New full-length episodes of The Trend Reporter every Tuesday and product reviews Monday and Wednesday.